Good morning, everybody. You are here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, and you're listening in on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. I'm laughing because I'm still moving about this morning. It is Portal Day. Gosh, already July 7th, 2025. And 10:07 a.m. here on the West Coast in sunny California, where it is very sunny where I am right now in Oceanside. So I hope that you are having a great morning wherever you are. And I am debating whether or not to turn on my air conditioning because I can feel it's getting warm already. But I'm not sure I want to do that just yet because it gets a little bit chilly. So we shall see. But for the moment, I'm going to continue to get situated. And I apologize again for my tardiness, but you guys are used to that by now, right? I always think I'm ready, and then at the very last minute, something happens. And that delays me sometimes. But I'm happy that you're all here with me, and I appreciate you waiting for me. That means a lot. So let's see, I'm going to tell you how to get over into the Facebook chat. Excuse me. Also, my green juice is repeating on me, which is real fun. Excuse me. Okay, so. The way you get into the Facebook chat is go to your device or your computer and go to 12radio.com. And then a screen will pop up and you'll see some options on the left. And one of them will be chat. So if you hit chat, that will take you right over into the 12radio Facebook page, where if you scroll down just slightly, you will see my banner. And my goofy look on my face. It's so funny because when they were asking us to pick pictures to make the banner, I wanted to get one where I was actually smiling. And I don't take a lot of pictures with open mouth smile where you can actually see my teeth. So that was one of the few ones that I found, and I like it. But now I look at it sometimes and I'm like, that is such a goofy picture. But it's fine. It just makes me laugh when I look at it because I remember like the backstory. You know, it's like all my other pictures are closed lip smiles. I don't know why I don't smile like with my mouth open more. But my mom, my dad used to make fun of her. Not everybody, just my dad. He used to make fun of her because in pictures, whenever he took a picture or anybody took a picture of her, her mouth was always open because she was always talking. My mom was a Taurus. She was also in human design, a manifesting generator. And she, you know, she was always doing something. So, but she was the best mom, honestly, the best mom anybody could ever hope for. And I am super fortunate to have had her in my life. But yeah, so just the difference in our photos. I don't think too many people really love photos. I know I don't. It's an interesting thing to say, especially as one who's done some modeling, to not like having your picture taken. But it happens to be true. I don't love it. I'm really glad that there are, you know, ways to make pictures look better these days. And enough of that. So let me go see who's here in the chat. Right. Renee, I'm always so happy to see you, Renee. Good morning to you. And Pamela. Hey, Pamela. Oh, that's really pretty. She's got a picture of three little fairies, very colorful fairies with some roses. That's really pretty. I love all the little pictures, the little gifts. And Quelly. Hey, Quelly. Good to see you. Hey, Jean. Jean says, happy July. Big change is coming. Any guidance from Spirit? Well, maybe I will pull a card for you, Jean, and we can see what's happening for you. And my friend Kat is in the chat today. Yay! Hey, Kat. She says, hey, Lori and everyone, just tuning in now. I'm really happy you're here. Kat wants a card pulled. So absolutely, I will definitely pull a card for you, Kat. I would love to. Matter of fact, why don't I do the cards now? I'll do Jean's card and then I'll do Kat's card. I know we have, I feel like there's going to be someone coming in with a question. So I want to do the cards first. I'm pulling from the Angels, Gods, and Goddesses deck, which is probably my favorite. And I do have a card for you, Jean. I do feel some changes coming for you. Let's see what Spirit has to say. Okay, so Goddess of the Earth is what I pulled for you, Jean. An idea connected to imagination, creativity, and nature is coming your way. Nice. Let's see what Spirit and the guidebook have to say about that. Goddess of the Earth. Okay. Let me clear my throat. The energy of Gaia, the spiritual goddess of the earth, is strong within you at present. She reflects the fertile ground of your imagination and the infinite power of creativity that you possess. This is a good time to use your imagination and express yourself creatively. Keep an open heart and mind. You will receive an idea over the coming days or weeks that will lead you to an abundant and fulfilling way of life. This idea is somehow connected to imagination, creativity, and nature. I'm also going to say that I feel like this card is for you too, Kat. I feel like this is for more than one person. Definitely Jean, definitely Kat, and definitely someone else. And the rest of it goes on to say, over the coming days, it would be beneficial to relax, spend some time in nature, and absorb her healing and fertile energies. Gaia will help to ground you and keep you balanced. In the near future, she will also inspire you to devise ingenious ways to market your idea. Well, I would say that's kind of perfect. So I hope that that is helpful for Jean and for Kat. And I'm going to pull a separate card for you too, Kat, because you asked. And I believe this is the one. Yeah, that one was definitely for you, Kat. That actually just came up again. Same card. Wow. Interesting. Let me pull another one for you as well, because I don't want to not pull a card when I promise I'm going to pull a card. I pull a card. But yes, I don't want to discount that, because that card was very significant, and I feel it like really strongly. So it talks about new endeavors, and that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling a lot of new energy. And even I heard Kat say that on her show. But I feel a lot of new energy is coming in right now. And I'm glad Kat said that, because I love it. I love listening to Kat's show right before mine, my psychic cat. I know we have all these cats. But I love listening to her show, because I'll be thinking something and she'll say it and she'll confirm it. And that happens a lot. So it's always a good indication that my intuition is on point when Kat agrees with me, psychic Kat. Kat, the card I pulled for you is the Goddess of Oneness. Someone you love is thinking fondly of you at the moment. Oh my God, these cards are so good today. I mean, they always are, but Like, really? Okay. Someone you love is thinking fondly of you at the moment. That's so sweet. Such a sweet card. Goddess of oneness. Let me read what it says. But I hope that other card resonates for Eugene and also for you, Kat. Sorry about the noise outside. I hope you guys can't hear it. It's pretty loud. Okay. Remember that love is not restricted by time or space, and you are forever connected spiritually to those you love and care for. It is understandable that you may be saddened because you are physically apart from someone you dearly love. Alternatively, you may be saddened by a loved one's recent passing from the earth plane. Through this card, they are making their presence felt. They have not left you and will never leave you. They are forever with you in spirit. The bonds of love can never be broken. Feel and acknowledge their presence, for they are with you in spirit right now. What comes in is, honestly, I feel like a grandmother energy, and I also feel like this card is not only for you, Kat, but I feel like it's for me too. Generally, when I pull cards, they are not only for the person for whom I am pulling them. They're generally for other people as well. And this one, I feel, since you and I are such kindred spirits, Kat, I feel like I definitely feel there's a connection here for me as well. But it's interesting because I don't always feel that, but I definitely feel it with this. And I hope that resonates for you. I'd love to hear if you have any feedback, Jean, if that means anything for you. And also you, Kat. I'd love to know. All right. So let me go back to the Facebook chat. Those are very significant. See, the energy is really on point. I can feel it. I can definitely feel it. It's like the portal is a thing. I mean, the energy ramps up. You want to watch your thoughts and you want to really focus on what you want, not what you don't want. Because this is the kind of energy, the portal energy, where manifestations happen very rapidly. Excuse me. Or at least they get set in motion pretty quickly. But they actually, I have found that they happen very, very fast. Like if there's something you've been focused on, it's going to happen a lot faster now than it would have. Because the energy is always shifting and our upgrades are always happening. And I can tell you just by the way I feel energy that I feel this energy in my body and it has been ramping up really strongly lately. So things are moving. Things are definitely moving. Okay. Pardon me. Yeah, I definitely should not have drank. I shouldn't have downed that green juice as fast as I did. But I wanted to get it in before the show. Let's see. Go back to the chat. Okay. All righty. I'm not sure I don't miss any of you here. All right. Yeah, Renee doesn't like having her picture taken either. I don't know a lot of people that actually love it. I really don't. I think that's a fairly common point of view. Hey, Ryan. Yeah, Ryan says, hey, Lori, I'm fairly ignorant of portals and numerology, but it feels like there should be a relationship to human design, as both are oriented towards numbers and geared toward how we should act in the world. Can you please explore the relationship between human design and the 777 portal? Okay, not knowing a lot myself about numerology, that's not really my area of expertise. What comes to me instantaneously, though, about the connection between the portal and human design is really that the portal just makes everything kind of move more quickly, like I was just saying. So you as a manifestor, Ryan, if you have ideas, run with them. Because now's the time. For you, it always is, honestly. But it's even quicker now. It's even more likely to work out really well now if you like take your ideas and run with them. And for everyone, really, in this particular moment. But there is also a thing called the gene keys, which I have not studied yet, and that goes human. That goes hand in hand with human design, also. So I'm not sure if this is actually answering your question, but when I think of human design as related to anything else that's spiritual or energetic, it all really just goes hand in hand. I don't see that there's any discrepancy. Then of course this makes me wonder specifically what you're referring to. Like, is there a specific question? Because this is more open. This is more open-ended than I would like. Not that there's anything wrong with your question. I appreciate the question very much. But human design, it basically is just telling you how you are designed to operate in the world. And it's very accurate. I trust it. I have noticed that everyone else, when I tell everyone else about it, it's always very accurate for them. I've been using it a lot lately in my work, even more than ever, actually. And people are just blown away because, you know, it's accurate, and you know this. So if you have like a specific question that's more, so I can really zero in on what it is that you're asking. Because yeah, there's always a relationship, but it's kind of like, I don't really know what you're wanting with this question. And I know a lot of your questions are sort of wide and widespread and, you know, cover a lot of area, and that's totally fine. But maybe I can help you better if I know exactly what you want to know. So if you can like hone it to something a little more specific, that would help me. That would help me help you. So thank you for that. I love talking about human design. I need a more specific question if you have one. The 7-7 portal, I actually haven't investigated. I haven't investigated a lot about portals. I just know that they're quicker moving energy, and they're much more, I mean, it's actually an opening. It's an opening for manifestation. And that's pretty much what I know about portals. So let me refresh the chat and see if maybe you can zero in a little bit more for me, if you can. If not, it's okay. If not, that's, you know, that's what was meant to be said. I always just go with what I get. So, but if I can clarify anything, then I would love to do that. Hey, Tara, good morning to you too. And hey, Anne is here. She says, happy Monday. Glad to have you here, Anne. Okay. So what was on my mind was a few things, actually. And if anyone else has any questions, I'm here for them. If you want to ask me something, I'm a certified spiritual psychology practitioner. And I was trained over at the University of Santa Monica. So I'm open to fielding any questions that I am able. about life, about love, about masculine, feminine energy, about spirituality, about sexuality. I always kind of like those two. Those are fun. Those are kind of juicy. I like those. The dynamics of life and people and how to get along better with everybody. Just really anything that might be disturbing your peace. Whatever you would like to ask. I love answering questions to the best of my ability. And if I can't, I'll tell you. But usually spirit will give me some sort of guidance. It may not be what we're expecting, but it'll definitely be what spirit wants us to know, as always. Okay. And sometimes spirit doesn't want us to know things just yet. Sometimes it's a good idea not to know everything all at once. And that's a tough thing for a lot of people to, you know, live in the mystery and kind of wait and be somewhat uncertain of how things are going to turn out. And I really feel like I've had to do that in my life quite a bit. And it's not always easy, but knowing that spirit has your back makes things a lot easier. I know that when I have been able to really just surrender and allow spirit to move and guide me, I know that I've always been led. And matter of fact, Kat and I were talking about this morning a little bit. My friend Kat and I, the one who's in the chat right now, about being led. There is a way that you can move through the world and not worry about it, and just allow yourself to move when you get inspiration to move. And that really goes for everybody, just in different ways. For some people, like me as a projector, I wait for the invitation before I do anything, before I move, as it relates to other people. I mean, I can make decisions for myself and I can take the initiative in that. But even that, I like to have inspired action, you know, or some sort of inspiration to move me towards it. And usually, if you have an idea in your head or a feeling that you need to do something, then that's your sign that you probably need to do something. Because you wouldn't be getting it otherwise. You wouldn't be having the desire and you wouldn't be getting the inspiration if you weren't meant to do something about it. And this can be a little different depending on what exactly we're talking about doing. And I don't want to overcomplicate it. I just want you to know that when you feel, either feel into your body or when you get an impression, like a hit, or when you just kind of know something, follow that. And don't be afraid to follow it, because if you're getting the inspiration in some way, shape, or form, then that usually means you're meant to follow that inspiration, because we get these ideas and we tend to doubt them. We tend to think, oh, you know, that's just my thoughts. That's just me like overthinking. Well, not always. if it feels heavy and not great, yeah, that's probably your ego or your fear. But if it feels light and it gives you joy and it feels uplifting, follow it. I mean, it sounds like such a simple piece of advice, but I mean, I don't think any of us would really be that surprised, because we've all encountered this. So I know this is not a surprising thing to hear, really. It's a simple, simple thing. And yet we as humans sometimes have trouble following the simplest of messages that we get from spirit because we're not always really listening. And we can tend to doubt, which muddies the waters of clarity. And we get emotional. You don't ever want to really make a decision when you're emotional in any way. And that goes for everybody, honestly. You know, in human design, they say that people with an emotional authority have to wait for clarity. But I really feel like everybody has to wait for clarity in some way, shape, or form. It's easier for some of us when we don't have to wait, when we kind of get an instantaneous knowledge. That's usually the way that I work. So I know pretty much in the instant whether it's a yes or a no, if I'm trying to figure something out. But not everyone does, and that is okay, because that is how a lot of us are designed. So waiting for that, actually, I think like half the people in the world have an emotional authority. And what that means is when you're making a decision, you have to wait until you're non-emotional about it, until you receive that moment of clarity where you are pretty much, you know, 100% sure that this is the right way to go. Or maybe 99.9%. I don't have it, so I don't know how it feels, but I can imagine that this is what it must feel like to say, really, you know, say you're invited to go somewhere and you're really excited to go and you tell the person, yeah, oh yeah, I'll be there definitely. And then you've made that decision in the moment of high emotion, you know, good emotion. You're very happy. You're excited. But especially if you have an emotional authority, you might just want to wait till it calms down, until you can really feel what the actual best decision would be so that you don't end up regretting it later. Because you might feel differently when you have that clarity. And you might also, other things might come in to show you why that might not be a good idea. So that's why it's always a good idea to, like, don't make decisions in a moment of emotionality. It's just better if you can wait till you're neutral. Neutrality is such a magical place, honestly, for everyone. If you can make a decision from a neutral place, that's a very aligned place. It's a very, it's a really ideal place because you're not in judgment. You're not in resistance. You're simply allowing what comes forth, any information that comes forth, you're allowing yourself to receive it. And that's when it's clear. And when you do that, your vibration rises so that you can get more intuition, more intuitive messages. I love how it all works. It just kind of all goes hand in hand. So, and everything is energy, everything. So no matter how something looks in the physical world, it's really still all about the energy. I have seen things in the real physical world that looked one way, and I would swear this is what's happening in this moment. And then later, when I can see a little more clearly and I'm not being emotional, I realize that I completely missed something very important. And a lot of times I'm really glad that I didn't react earlier, because if I had reacted earlier, it would not have gone well. So it's always good to give yourself a breather and just kind of wait it out if necessary, unless you're someone like me, you know, sometimes who gets hits in the moment. And many of us are. Many of us are projectors, and we get that knowledge in the moment. But even I, as a projector, have to wait sometimes. I'll occasionally not get a clear answer right away, very now and then, because I feel like that's when the energy shifts a little bit, and maybe, and this is a human design technical thing, but it's like astrology. When we go through transits, you know, the moon is in a certain sign. You might feel differently when it's in Cancer than when it's in Capricorn. Okay. For instance, so it's kind of, that's what the transits are. The transits can make us feel differently than we ordinarily would. So even though I'm someone who gets instantaneous messages, usually instantaneous knowledge, like I just know stuff in the moment. Occasionally I will be more in a place where I have to wait and I have to feel, I just have to kind of feel the energy and feel, I want to say, you know, some sort of emotional wave. And then I get clarity. And I can remember many times that that has happened. So they always say not to make, astrologers say this, they say not to make big decisions under Pluto, Scorpio. I was told that a really long time ago by one of my metaphysical teachers. And he always said, don't decide things under Pluto, when Pluto is, you know, strong in the astrological sky. Because he said this, and maybe some of you experienced it. He said, you'll get what you want, but you'll get it in the worst possible way. Which is, I mean, it's kind of scary. And I don't mean it to be, but like if you wish for money, this is, I think I've kind of gotten away from this, which is a good thing. But he told me that if you're hoping and wishing and or doing a spell, this was when I was doing more spells, magical spells. He was a magic teacher and he was a witch, and he would teach me all these things. And so he said, if you're going to do magic, don't do it under a Scorpio moon, because if you're doing a spell for money, you'll get money, but like somebody will die and leave you money, and that's the way you'll get it, which is not really an ideal way to get money. You know what I mean? So anyway, I haven't thought about that in a really long time, and it just came to me again. So I haven't thought of it because I haven't done a money spell in a little while. But it's something to think about, because if you do magic and you do it under not the right conditions exactly, it can backfire sometimes. So you have to be careful. I don't recommend everybody go do magic unless you have a good teacher, know what you're doing, and have good instincts. Because you can really, really mess yourself up and mess up other people, and you don't want to do that. Because magic is energy. That's really all it is. And it's powerful. So I don't recommend doing it if you don't know what you're doing. All right, let's go back to the Facebook chat. Wow. There are a lot of you here. I am so happy to see you all. All right. Okay, Ryan says, no true motivation to the question. I too find human design extremely accurate. Yeah, definitely. Numerology, you know, I just don't know enough about it to say. I feel like there's some science behind it. I don't know. But honestly, even if there's not, I'm not going to negate it, because let's face it, I don't need scientific backing to know what I know. I know things. I know that I know things. I believe in intuition. And even though there is some scientific evidence for some of it, science can't prove everything. You know, it doesn't mean it's not true. And we know this because it's my own personal lived experience. So what, am I not going to believe myself? That's why it's really funny to me when people say, oh, it's not scientifically proven. Well, not everything has to be. I mean, if you don't have enough experience with good intuition, if not from yourself, then from other people who you trust, then I don't know what to tell you. But I feel like if you're here, you probably do. You probably do believe in intuition. You're probably spiritual. Otherwise, this show would be of no interest to you. Okay, so Ryan says he has an on-the-fly question, which is, he's working with a 3-5 generator who is looking to establish herself as a Reiki facilitator. Anything you can recommend when it comes to how a generator should establish a new business when their strategy is waiting to respond? Okay, so the generator strategy, okay, you're helping her with marketing. So you're initiating. Okay. So basically, you initiate and you just, she doesn't have to wait so much like the projectors wait for the invitation. She just has to respond to whatever's in front of her. That's what generators do. So you can initiate and set her up in whatever way you do that by asking her questions and giving her information. You don't just want to ask her yes or no question. I mean, you do actually, you do want to ask her yes or no questions. Excuse me. The generators and the manifesting generators are slightly different, I have found. But if you ask a generator an open-ended question, it makes them feel stupid. So ask them a yes or no question. It's easier for them to respond to. And that's what they're responding to, your questions and your input. Do you want to do this? Or do you want to do this? Give them choices. Say, would you like to do this or this or this? Does this feel good to you? Like a yes or no answer. So that's what they can respond to the best. That's what I've found. So that's how you can help her. And it's really easy because you're the idea man. And that's why you're in marketing, right? I mean, if you, you're made for it. You're the one who has the ideas and runs with them. So yeah, that's basically what you have to do with her. She is a 3-5. So you might find that she's going to want to, you know, try things for herself to see what works. And if you give her ideas and she tries them, and if you're giving her ideas, they'll probably be good. And I'm sure they'll probably work, but it's a trial and error line, the 3-line. So she's probably going to want to try and see if things work herself. She may not completely listen to you all the time, and that's okay. But if you give her ideas and she tries them for herself, she's going to be a lot happier because she's going to get to see what actually works and what doesn't. And that's how she's going to learn what works best for her. And also she has a 5-line. You have a 5-line also. And that is a line of projection and seduction. So no wonder you're working with her. I'm not surprised. And I feel that. I feel that there's definitely some sort of, I want to say chemistry. And I may or may not mean it in the typical sense, but there's a definite connection between the two of you. I feel like you're feeling it for sure. And that's why you want to help her. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Not a bad thing. Excuse me, one second. Okay. But I'm glad that you're helping her, and that is the best way that you can help her. Just also remember that the projection field can be illusory, and it can create illusions. And since you have that too, the both of you might, if you're not in alignment, you want to stay in alignment as much as possible, and you're good at that. You are very zen. You can go with the flow pretty easily. So that's kind of what you have to do here. And I love that you're guiding a generator and helping her with her business. Just keep all that in mind and don't let it confuse you. But I know that you're not easily confused, so that's good. But I really feel like this is a good combination. And just don't try not to push her too hard, because I know the three line really likes to sometimes dip their toe in the water a little bit at first. Instead of jumping all in, they kind of have to try it out and see what works. At least that's my experience as a 3-5. So offer what you offer, because you are the man and you are the manifestor man. And that is really a potent place to be. Excuse me. Right. Hey, Joni. She says, I get to listen to you all day. All today. I get to listen to you all today. Yay. I'd love a card or insight on what may be coming. Okie dokie. We can do that. Oh, excuse me. Sorry, guys. I think I need a drink of water. I'm talking a lot and I'm getting parched. I've been finding that I have needed to drink a lot more water lately, and I can feel when I'm getting dehydrated. I can actually feel it in my throat. Which I'm wondering about the significance of that. I kind of feel it's because my throat chakra has been opening up a lot more lately. And it's also an open center for me in human design, which means I take in a lot of energy from other people in that area, because it's a very undefined center for me. Okay, let's see. All right, Joni, let's pull your card. Wow, the show is flying. Okay, Joni, got a card for you. It's the Angel of Support. Yeah, I feel like this is going to resonate for you. The universe has heard your silent call for help. The universe has heard your silent call for help and has sent an angel to support and guide you through the current circumstances. Your financial and emotional well-being is about to take a turn for the better through an unexpected blessing or sudden change in fortune that is soon to come your way. Surrender all fear and anxiety to God and trust. The universe is conspiring to help you. Emotional, spiritual, and material support come through a seemingly chance encounter with someone new or through an unexpected offer. Stop worrying. That is particularly meant for not only you, Joni, but I'm going to say that's for you too, Kat. That's just coming through really clearly. I feel like that's really a potent message that you both needed to hear today, and I feel like some other people did too. So I hope that is helpful. So that's excellent. I mean, you know, you can't think of a better card, right? I love when the cards give us inspiration and good news, and that's what they're there for, because they're messages from spirit, and spirit doesn't ever want to give us negative messages. That would never happen. Excuse me. Okay. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah, I'm starting to get a little dehydrated. I can feel it. Okay. So Kat says, yeah, doubts and second guessing the self. Sometimes that's become our ingrained habit to question ourselves and investigate. But watching how that pattern plays out, we inevitably stay stuck, I think you mean. Yeah, there's definitely something to that. And that's why the card I just pulled probably felt resonant to me for you as well. Because of doubts, you know, it's like, it specifically says stop worrying. And I know that can be hard, right? Believe me, I know. Okay. Oh, okay. Thank you, Kat, for clarifying that. She says, emotional authority is 80%, not 99.9. Okay. You really only need to be 80% sure. Emotional authority, they say, will never reach 100% certainty. Thank you for clarifying. You know more about that than I do, and I'm happy that you, because you have an emotional authority. So Kat has an emotional authority, I will share. And that is one reason she knows, plus she studies a lot and knows a lot about human design. Kat came on with me one time. We did a show together, and that was a lot of fun. We'll have to do that again sometime soon. But yeah, so correction, my bad. Emotional authority. So how that works, like I was saying before, is you need to be about 80% sure. And that, I don't know how that it feels in your body, but when you have an emotional authority, I think that it becomes clearer the more you experience it. At least that's how I would imagine. And if you have any thoughts on that, Kat, I would love to hear that too. Although we only have 2 minutes left. Good Lord, this show needs to be longer. I swear. It really does, because they're like, once we get going lately, it's just like, I would love to just keep talking. Believe me, I would. Okay, Pamela says, what direction does spirit want me to aim my attention to? Excuse me. I have so many things to take care of that I feel a bit overwhelmed. Okay. My best advice and the hit that I got is to focus on whatever feels like it's giving you the most ease, the most joy, and it's the path of least resistance, like Abraham says. Do what you feel would give you the most peace. What would give you the most satisfaction? What would make you feel the most at ease? Whatever that is. Because I know what it's like to have to take care of a lot of things. And sometimes we have to take care of things, but we want to do it in the most easeful, pleasurable, enjoyable way possible. You know, Mama Gina always says, having fun no matter what. And even in orgasmic meditation, they say, you know, you can get off on any stroke. And that's the key to life. It's like finding the gold within the dirt. So if you can do that, choose something that feels good. Because when you feel good, that's when your vibration rises. That's when you're the most aligned. And that's when energy can move. So that is what I have to say for that. And I am going to have to leave all of you. I love you all so much. I'm so happy that you're here with me. And I invite you back next week. I'm going to make way for Serena with her show right after mine. And then I believe Catherine is coming on with the Fresh 55. Yay. So stay tuned for those shows. If you can, that would be great. They're both wonderful women. I am deeply grateful for both of them. And I'm deeply grateful for all of you. So have a wonderful week. You have been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. Bye, everybody. I love you.